Good afternoon.
大家下午好，大家新年好。
And we welcome Tracy back.
我们欢迎 Tracy.
She looks exactly the same.
跟以前一样哦，都没有变。
That means she's been praying.
那肯定是一直还是在祷告当中的。
Amen. So happy new 2026 New Year.
那我们再次说新年快乐，特别是2026年的新年哦。
And if you've missed last week,
如果你上一周不在的话
then I'm sure you're happy with not being here.
你肯定会很开心就是我们不在。
But if you weren't happy that you were not here, you can listen to the sermon again.
如果你会庆幸说我上周竟然不在的话，那你一定要回去再听一遍那个道。
It's available on our website.
现在是在我们的网站上可以听到的。
Last week I was talking about what we're going to be doing this year.
那上一周呢，我们有专门讲到今年的意向要做什么。
How we want to see more fellowship groups established.
我们想看到我们的团契生活是怎样开始和建立起来。
And last week I was explaining how fellowship groups are important in God's plan.
那去年我们一直是在预备大家，让大家能看到这种团契的生活是多么的重要，在神的计划当中。
Because this is a place where we can actually lead people to encounter Christ.
是因为我们可以把人带到耶稣的面前，跟主有一个相遇。
And I hope you remember that it is because John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
那我们上次有讲到约翰一书的第一章一到四节。
How John was saying, because we have fellowship, he talked about himself.
当约翰说我们有团契，他讲的是约翰自己跟耶稣有团契。
We have seen him, we have touched him, and we have heard him.
我们有看见过他，我们有听见过他，我们还触摸过他。
And it's on that basis.
就在这个基础上。
He invites his audience to join him in fellowship.
然后他邀请他的所有的这些听众们跟他一起来加入跟耶稣的团契。
So the biblical basis of fellowship is this, that those of us,who have fellowship with God will bring other people into the fellowship with God.
所以圣经里面团契的真正的解释是我们先自己跟主耶稣有相遇有团契，再去邀请其他的人来加入这一种跟主的相遇和团契。
John has fellowship with God, so he invites others to join him.
因为使徒约翰呢跟主耶稣有这样的关系，所以他才请其他的人也加入到这样的关系当中来。
So if you have fellowship with God,If you have fellowship with God,
如果你跟主耶稣基督有这样的关系的话
then this year you need to invite others to join you in that fellowship.
那今年呢，你就要邀请其他的人来加入你和主耶稣已经有的这样的关系当中。
Amen. And when you yourself need fellowship with God,
当你自己需要跟主耶稣有一个团契的时候
you find brothers and sisters who are in fellowship with God and join them.
如果你发现哦，原来这样的弟兄姊妹们，他们跟主耶稣关系、基督的关系很好，那我要加入他们。
So our purpose is to bring others into the fellowship with God.
所以我们的最重要的一个任务就是把人带入跟主耶稣基督的团契当中。
How many of us need a purpose in life?
你们知道，你们都需要生活中有一个目的。
Let me give you one.
那我给你一个目的好不好
？Your purpose is to bring others into the fellowship.With God.
那你的目的就是把他人带入你跟主的团契关系当中。
And there's one important promise.
那有一个很重要的应许呢。
That your joy may be full.
你的喜乐就会得到满足。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you're not that happy, because you are not in fellowship with God.
如果你觉得你没有跟神有这样的团契的关系的话
，or with people.
或者跟人。没有这样的关系的话
，You know when we go to heaven one day，
有一天当我们见到神的时候
，God's not going to be all that interested in what did you do。
那其实神不会说啊，你这一生都做了什么伟大的事情
？How much money have you made？
啊，你赚了多少钱呢
？God will ask you this question。
神要问你问题是
：Did you learn to love？
你学会了爱吗
？To love me？
你学会了爱主吗
？Love others，
爱我和爱你的人吗
？And that's all。He's interested in.
其实这才是主最关心的问题。
Amen. Now, use that as your guiding principle in life.
用这个来作为你这一生的向导。
That this year, I want to love God more.
今年我要更多更多的爱主。
And I want to love people more.
我也要更多更多的爱人。
Amen. Now, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about an important subject.
那接下来的这几周呢，我们会讲一个一系列的一个主题。
Because some of the things that bind our minds and our hearts needs to be broken.
因为有一些捆绑我们的心思意念的东西是需要被粉碎的。
And I asked this question.
那我们就问这样的一个问题。
Which is the title of this sermon. Is God unjust?
神是不公平的吗？
Now immediately we say, of course he's just.
那很多人马上就会讲，没有啊，他很公平啊。
Because that's part of his character. He's justice.
他不是就是有一个很公平的一个性格吗？
God is righteous.
那神就是公义的嘛。
You see, but in practice, God doesn't feel like he's just.
那很多时候呢，在真正实践的当中，又发现神又不是那么的公平。
Because when I look around the world, there's a lot of things that happen, and if he's God, he should stop them.
那我看看世界上有这么多不好的事情发生，那如果神真的是神的话，为什么不停止这些事情呢？
There's a lot of things that I want God to do, but he doesn't do.
那我也很多想要神为我做的事情，他也没有为我做
呀。There's a lot of things that I don't want him to do, but he do.
那很多事情我不想要神对我做，可是他偏偏又做呢。
Amen. And wherever we look at around the world, and also we look at our own lives.
当我们看看这世界，又看看我们自己的生活。
There seem to be contradiction.
就觉得有矛盾。
If there is really God, why is it that we find many situations in our lives very unfair?
那要是真有神的话，为什么我们生命当中有这么多不公平的事情发生？
The unrighteous people, they seem to prosper.
那些好像看似不公义的人，他们怎么反倒繁荣了呢？
And yet I serve the Lord, I'm loyal to Him, and yet I don't see His hand of blessing upon my life.
可是我在这里侍奉神，然后我对神也很忠心，我却看不到神在我的身上做什么呢？
Often in the sermons, you hear me talking about me getting angry with God.
经常呢，你一听到我的道，就会发现我是一个经常跟神生气的人。
Especially when I'm a younger Christian.
特别是当我还年轻的时候，就更是容易年轻气盛。
But when I look at upon it, why am I angry with God?
那我每次我就问我自己问题，我为什么老对神生气哦？
It's because in my experience, God doesn't seem to be fair.
因为在我自己的经历当中，我经常觉得他好像不公平。
So how many of you are like me?
你们有没有当中有我这样的经历？
Well, only about three people.
啊，只有三个这样的人觉得不公
平啊。The rest of you are obviously you are saints.
那你们所有其他的人都是圣徒。
But if we are honest with ourselves, we are not all that happy with the Lord.
如果我们真的对自己诚实一点的话，我们经常对神是不满意的。
Amen. But however, if we can rectify our understanding in the next few weeks,
如果我们能够重新来整顿我们对神的这个认知的话，
then these issues that we have quietly in our minds and in our hearts, and religiously we don't talk about it,
那我们其实头脑里头一直有这样的问题，我们就轻轻的、悄悄的埋在我们头脑里。但是因为这种宗教主义的原因呢，又不好意思讲出来。
But we are hurting on the inside. We want the answers.
但是我们里头呢又很受伤害，其实想要得到一个真正的答案。
God, why don't you show up in situation like this? Why don't you do something about this government, about the person that I'm working with?In the office.
神啊，你为什么不在这个事情上面帮我？你为什么不在这个政府上面做这样的一个公平的事情？你为什么这个人这样子对我？你也不好好来帮我报复一下？
Is it all of us can identify a moment in our lives where we just not happy with the Lord?
所以我们每个人其实悄悄地问心里的一句话，其实都有觉得神不公平的时候。
And yet we are told by the theologians that God is righteous.
但是呢，我们又老是听到神学家这样说，神是公义的。
God is just.
神是公平的。
And it's true.
是这么回事。
The Bible cannot be wrong. It has to be us.
那圣经这么讲肯定是没错了。
And so if we can overcome these difficult conflicts in our own hearts,
如果我们能够胜过这种心里头的矛盾和冲突的话，
I'm hoping that in the next few weeks we should advance in our relationship with God.
那我相信在接下来这几周，当我们慢慢更新以后，我们跟神的关系就会更加亲近了。
And guess what? When we understand about God, we will begin to understand about ourselves.
其实当我们真的越认识神，你会发现一点，你会越来越认识自己。
Amen. And perhaps our relationship with each other and at home can improve.
包括你会发现，你与人跟神的关系好了，跟人的关系，特别是家人的关系也开始好了。
Is God unjust?
那神到底是不是公平的呢？
These are not my words.
这个不是我问的问题哟。
These are words of Paul.
这是保罗问的问题。
And it's found in Romans chapter 9.
那我们可以看到原话在罗马书九章。
We read from verse 13.
来看十三到十四节。
Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What then shall we say? Is God unjust?Not at all.
正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的，所恶的。所以这样的情况，我们要怎么说呢？难道神有不义吗？绝对没有。
So Paul asked the question, but he also gives the answer.
保罗是在这里自问自答。
Now, can we go back, please? Okay. What is the answer?
他怎么自问？他答的是什么呢？
Not at all.
绝对没有。
God is just.
就是神肯定是公义的。
Okay, he's stating the facts.
他讲了一个这个是绝对的原则性的问题哦。
And yet, in my experience,
但是呢，在我们个人的经历当中呢
，this is what Paul is trying to address.
这就是保罗其实想解决的一个问题。
How come he appears as though he's unjust?
为什么他给人的感觉好像是不公平的呢
？Because the previous verse says, "Jacob I love, but Esau I hated."
因为明明经上就有这么记啊，说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
He's going back to Genesis, how Rebecca given the birthright to two sons who are twins, born at the same time.
那我们要回到创世纪，那利百加呢生了一对双胞胎，两个儿子同时出生。
The older one is Esau, the younger one is Jacob.
大儿子叫以扫，小儿子叫雅各。
As we know in the stories, neither of the characters are any good.
那我们读故事的时候发现，其实雅各也好，以扫也好，都不怎么样哎。
Jacob means supplanter. He's a trickster. He's a scammer.
那雅各就是个骗子啊，他骗人家的身份。
He's the kind of person that will borrow £10 off you and never return it.
他是那种雅各是那种跟你借10磅钱，然后他不给你还钱那种人。
Amen.Esau, although he was a wild man, yet he has his strengths and weaknesses in his own way.
那其实以扫呢，他是一个很比较野蛮的人，可是他自己也有很多恶的地方。
And that is a problem for us, right? When we read a story from a historical point of view, we judge Esau and Jacob through what we know about them.
所以呢，当我们自己来读圣经，读到雅各和以扫的时候，我们就用我们自己有限的认知去审判雅各和以扫，在我们的认知里面觉得怎么样？
But that was not the point of Paul.
但是这根本就不是保罗想要说的这个道理。
Paul was basically saying, here's two boys being born at the same time, and yet God, right at the beginning, has already determined one he loves and the other one he hates.
保罗确实在说呢，这两个明明是同时出生的两个儿子，可是当他们还没有犯错之前呢，神就已经决定了我要爱一个，要恨一个，这样。
Now, God does not hate.
那神不是说恨人啦。
The only reason why the word hate is used here is because there isn't a better word.
因为这里面讲到了一个恶呀、恨呐这种词，也是确实找不到更好的词来表达了。
Basically, it should be translated, Jacob, I love.Esau, I don't love all that much.
那其实要我来翻译的话，我就会这样翻译给你们听。就雅各是我所爱的，那以扫呢，就是我没怎么太喜欢的。
It's the same as Jesus saying, "Here is my brothers and sisters," and he talk about hating your family. He doesn't mean we hate them in terms of as negative or evil. He means you got to love me more than your family.
那就像耶稣呢，经常会讲一些叫人听不懂的话呢。就你面前有很多弟兄姊妹，他说我要你爱这些，可是我却要你恨这些人。这恨的这些人呢，甚至都是你的家人。他甚至说你的家人是你的敌人。那其实耶稣真的这样说的原因，不是真的说他们是恶人是敌人，而是要你爱主更多。
God loves Jacob more than Esau.
所以更好的翻译就是神爱雅各呢多过于爱以扫。
Amen.And so Paul was using this as an illustration.
保罗是用这个故事来举例子。
Because he was talking about how God has begun to reject Israel.
因为他是在讲神是怎么开始拒绝以色列的。
And begin to receive the Gentiles.
然后开始呢欢迎外邦人的进入的。
It's almost like God is overlooking Israel in order to receive the Gentiles.
给人的印象呢，就是神好像轻看了以色列，然后把这些外邦人都欢迎进家里来。
And Paul is quite stressed about it.
然后保罗呢就觉得很有压力。
And so this could be seen as God being very unjust.
因为这给人的感觉就是好像神不公平啊。
Because Israel was the one for such a long time as a nation that.Observe the Lord, that walked with God, that's been with God.
因为以色列是一个这一直以来在历史上一直是守律法的这样的一个民族，一直是跟神同行的一个民族。
The Messiah came through Israel.
连弥赛亚都是从以色列出来的。
Israel suffered all these years.
以色列呢又受了这么多的苦。
And yet God seems to choose a people that are despised.Called the Gentiles over Israel.
反而呢，神却选了这些外邦人，就很多人都看那些以色列人看不起的外邦人，然后还爱他们胜过以色列，为什么
？That seems unfair.
是不是觉得不公平
？And so Paul is saying.
所以保罗在说
，Is God unjust then?
就问呢，那神是不是不义吗
？Paul is saying no.
他回答是绝对没有。
And then he carries on in verse 15, saying, "For he says to Moses." I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on the God's mercy.
十五节就说，因为他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。由此看来，这不靠人的意愿，也不靠人的努力，只靠神的怜悯。
See, one thing Paul was saying, God is sovereign.
所以呢，保罗在说，神是有主权的。
He has a right to choose.
他完全可以有他自己想选择的。
He is the creator.
他是一个创造者。
He has a right to choose from between one person and another person.
他在两个人之间想做选择是完全可以的。
One nation against another nation.
在两个民族之间要做选择也是可以的。
He has a right to choose.
他有这样的权利来选择。
But because he is righteous.
但是因为他是公义的
Because God is good
因为神是良善的
He will choose rightly
他就一定要选对哦
And yet in our eyes
但是在我们的眼中呢
Wrong choice
我们就会说选错了
Therefore you're not fair
所以就会说神不公平
Now imagine justice if you, the word justice youPut a circle around it.
那我们来想象一下，你把公义两个字画一个圈。
Anything inside that circle is called justice.
凡是在这个圈里头的事情都叫做公平公义。
Anything that's good is justice.
凡是良善的，你都放到这个圈里面。
And then outside it,
那这个圈外呢
is what we call unjust.
就是我们说的不公平。
Now, not every form of unjust.Is actually bad.
那不是所有的不公平，其实都是用坏啊、好坏来区分的。
When we talk about injustice,
当我们讲到不公平的时候
，and especially when it's evil,
特别当你讲到有人恶啊、是恶的时候
，that is not justice. That's injustice.
你说的不是说公平不公平，你说的是不公正。
We all can accept that.
我们可以理解这个吗
？What about mercy?
那我要是讲到怜悯
Does mercy belong to unjust or just?
你觉得怜悯这个词，你要是放到哪个圈里头呢？放到是公平的那个圈里头，还是不公正的那个圈里面呢
Mercy does not belong to justice.
因为你会发现，怜悯这个词就不属于公平公正啊。
Mercy belongs outside justice.
因为它是在这个公正之外的，所以才有怜悯啊。
So not every unjust situation is bad.
所以不是所有的所谓的不公平的事情都是坏的事情哦。
Because mercy is not evil.
因为怜悯不是恶的。
Mercy is something that God has decided.
怜悯是神自己说我要怜悯谁就
怜悯谁 to choose,
他自己要选择的
that he will not exercise justice, instead he exercises mercy.
所以他选择我今天不要做公正这件事情我反倒要做怜悯这件事
But when we see God exercising mercy that doesn't affect me,
但是当我们看到神有怜悯可是那个怜悯的对象竟然不是我自己的时候
we see that asinjustice
你就会在那里喊太不公平了
therefore me angry
所以就变成了我很生气对神很生气
so in other words a lot of the time we are angry with God we think God is unjust it's because we are looking at his mercy
所以每次当你觉得生气的时候你用这样的眼光看神的时候是因为你看到了神的怜悯
And because of that misunderstanding we think God is unjust
就是因为这样的误会所以你就给神说他不公平啊
Until you need mercy
直到你是那个被施怜悯的对象的时候
when you need mercy
当你是那个需要怜悯的对象的时候呢
then you see God is just
然后你会说哇神好公平哦
Amen And that is why when you try to evangelize people say if there's a God why does he allow this to happen why does he allow that to happen my neighbor is so good why is that person end up with cancerWhy didn't God heal that person?
所以当你去跟人家传福音的时候你最常听见的问题就是啊，这世上有这么多的苦难啊，我的邻居人很好的然后这个谁谁又得了什么癌症又得了病怎么这么不公平
We begin to judge God
我们就开始来审判神
What he should do, what he shouldn't do
我们说神应该怎么怎么做而不应该怎么怎么做
Amen? The thing is, that's the wrong question to ask.
但是这个一开始就是问错了一个问题。
Why is the right question to ask is,
正确的问题问的方法应该是
Why is it that I'm the one who's not having cancer?
为什么我是那个没有得癌症的人
Why is it the one that, why is it I'm the one who's not having the disaster happening in my life?
为什么我不是那个没有灾难到我身上的人
You see,When we are not suffering, it is easy to judge God.
当我们自己不受苦的时候，我们就很容易去评断神。
Amen. When we are at the distance of a situation, we're very religious, we're very self-righteous, we're like Job's three friends. We've got all kinds of explanation.
所以当我们是那个站在远处观望的那个旁观者那我们就很像约伯的那三个朋友就是一个不痛不痒的站着不腰疼的那种旁观者
Today I'm healthy
今天呢我很健康
I got a job
我有工作
It's God's mercy
是因为神的怜悯
I'm being blessed
是我神给我的祝福
Amen And if we could see it that way
我们可以以这样的眼光来看
We don't complain about the car we got
我们不会就是抱怨我的车不够好。
My car is only three years old, but the next door neighbor is brand new.
哦，我的车只是三年的旧哦，人家隔壁的那个邻居的新车来着。
You see, brothers and sisters, until we begin to see from the biblical point of view,
直到我们能够用圣经的角度和眼光看问题的时候
，we begin to mix together mercy.And injustice.
所以我们就才能够发现原来怜悯和不公平竟然是一体的
Amen. And because we misunderstand that,
因为我们误会了神
we begin to accuse God of being unjust.
所以我们就开始审判神说啊，你是个不公平的神
But isn't it great that not only is God justice, just, he's also merciful.
你是不是很庆幸你有一个这样的神他既是公义的又有施怜悯
I tell you there are things that I'm not proud of myself things that I've done wrong I'm so glad when I come before God.
当我知道我自己有做错事情的时候，那些我自己都不敢好意思说的事情的时候，当我带着这样的事情来到神的面前，
He forgives me.
神就这样宽恕了我。
Amen. And when we look at someone we, that we don't like,
但是当我们在看到一个我们很讨厌的人的时候，
our enemy.
看到我们所谓的敌人的时候，
We want God to exercise justice.
我们就跟神说，主啊，你要当一个公义的神。
Give him an extra head.
让他有再多一个头出来。
Yeah, we dream all kinds of justice. Take him down to hell.
主啊，我们还跟他建议说，主啊，你把他带到地狱里面参观一圈，最后还把他拉回来。
You see, we would then show mercy after that person is nearly dead.
让那个人呢半死半活从地狱里拉出来的时候，我们再给他们一点点怜悯。
And when God will not listen to you,
当神就不听你话的时候呢
，and forgives the person,
然后他竟然要原谅这个人的时候呢
，we're not happy.
你就开始变得很生气了。
Correct.
是不是这样
？Isn't it?
是不是嘛？
We become so disappointed with God.
然后我们就对神说：“我对你很失望。”
I said, "Oh Lord, why are you like this?"
为什么你要这样子的一个是这样的一个神
？He is like that.
他就是这样的神啊。
Because when you need mercy,
因为当你要怜悯的时候
，you're glad their father is like that.
你就很高兴你的父神是一个怜悯的神。
Imagine if God turns away and says, "No, I refuse to show mercy."
你想想，如果你的父神跟你转向你背向你说：“我才不要给你怜悯”，你会怎么办
？And that's why he says.If I will show mercy to whom I have mercy.
这才是为什么神说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So it's not dependent on human effort, he says.
他说完全不是靠人的努力哦。
But on God's mercy.
而是靠神的怜悯。
So whenever we come before God,
所以当我们来到神面前时
it's not because whether we deserve it or not.
那根本就不是因为你自己觉得你够好不好。
I deserve to be forgiven.
哦，我有这个资格，我觉得我做得够好，所以我可以被饶恕。
When we do wrong, we stand before God. I demand you to forgive me.
那当我们做错的时候，那我们就站在神面前说：“我现在要求你必须原谅我。”
Because I've done so much good.
因为我曾经做过很多好事。
Paul is saying.
保罗却说
got nothing to do with that.
跟人的努力没关系。
God is sovereign.
神是有主权的。
Amen. Amen. And so in verse 17 and 18 he says, For scripture says to Pharaoh, I raise you up for this very purpose, I might display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden.
17到18节，因为经上有话对法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，为要使我的名传遍全地。由此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要使谁刚硬就使谁刚硬。
And when God wants to exercise justice,
当神决定要用怜悯待人时，
He doesn't consult us.
他也不需要问你我的意见哦。
He doesn't ask.To for a planning committee.
他还不需要要一个团队来帮他一起做决定吗
？He doesn't ask you for strategy.
他也不需要你给他任何的建议和方案。
In my prayers, I often offer God my strategies.
其实，在大部分我的祷告当中，我都是在给神提方案、提建议。
This is how you can exercise justice.
你应该是这样做的话，你才叫一个公平的神，对吗
？Amen.So in our prayers, if you listen to our prayers,
所以你听我们平时的祷告哈
we're giving God a lot of suggestions how to exercise justice.
我们给神各种各样的建议啊，告诉神怎么样当一个公平的神。
Let's leave justice and mercy to God.
让我们把公平和怜悯两件事情都交到神的主权上。
And when God wants to show justice,
当神想要怜悯时
he will do it his own way.
将想要显公义时，他会按照他的方式来显公义。
And so Paul is using Exodus as An example.
所以保罗呢就按照用出埃及记作为一个例子。
When he delivered Israel from Egypt using the 10 plagues.
当他用那十灾把以色列人从法老那救出来时。
Who would have thought that this is how God would do it?
谁能想到神竟然用十灾这种方式来做事。
In fact, the scripture says that God played with Pharaoh.
竟然在圣经上还神说他是在跟那个法老在玩游戏，好吧，打游击战那种。
And he uses the phrase a number of times. He hardened his heart.
而且我们会经常读的时候，就会发现他老是说这句话，他呢又让法老的心刚硬了。
Isn't that strange that why would God harden Pharaoh's heart?
是不是很奇怪？神怎么会能让一个人的心去刚硬呢？
See, after about the sixth plague, I think, or seventh plague, Pharaoh decided to give in.
所以当时有六七灾了以后，然后当时法老决定我要停了。
But instead, the Bible reads that God hardens Pharaoh's heart.
但是呢，本来都觉得他要停了的，然后没想到神说我又要使他的心再次刚硬了。
It's a bit like a boxer after six rounds.He's collapsing.
就像一个拳击手都已经打了六个回合了，已经累了，要休息了。
Harden his heart means he stands him up and said, "Don't fall yet. I need to punch you a few more times."
所以神说我要他刚硬的意思就是他把那个打已经没力气的拳手再次又拿起来说，你给我站好了，我还没给你打完呢，继续打。
How can that be just?
那这有什么公平呢？
When your opponent wants to go down, but you keep popping them up so you can punch them more.
当你的对手其实已经打不过，准备要倒下的时候，你竟然把他又抓起来，继续给你打。
How can God be justice?
神怎么样在这里是一个公平的神吗？
Well, he's shown justice.
他就是在想公平啊。
You see, what we don't understand in the Hebrew, what it means by hardening his heart is allowing Pharaoh to stand back up because of his pride.
所以他为什么一直在刚硬他的心呢？他是想让他站起来，然后能看到自己的刚硬，有骄傲。
It is Pharaoh's own pride that makes his heart harden.
其实那个真正的源头是因为那个法老本身就有一个骄傲在里面，所以就很容易变刚硬。
And this is how God shows justice.
所以神是怎么样显出他的公平呢？
To allow his heart to get hardened through his pride.
就让他其实不是故意刚硬他的心，而是借着他里头本来就有的骄傲，就借着那个东西让他更刚硬了。
So that God can exercise greater justice.
所以神就可以要把更大的公平显示出来。
And that's how he justified completely and not almost destroy a nation.
这是为什么他的这样的神的这样的公义，他可以让一个整个民族都灭掉。
See, many times I used to say that God, you seems like you're very unfair.
所以当每次你我问说哦神好像很不公平的时候。
But when I step aside and allow God to do his justice,
当我要是真的站到一边允许神自己来施行公义的话，
in nearly all cases,
在绝大部分的情况下，
what God chooses to do, I step back and say, I'm glad I'm not upsetting him.
每次我当看到神的作为和他最后选择要做什么时候，我站到一旁旁观的时候，我说好险我刚才没有说那个话让他难过了。
I thought I was bad.
我以为我很糟糕。
When GodGoes for justice. His justice is really justice.
当神真的在一件恶的事情上面要显他公义的时候，真的很公义。
Amen. And that's why sometimes if we allow God to step in,
所以如果我们允许神进入的话，
and put justice in our situation,
把真正的公义放在我们的面前的话，
you'll be astonished what he does.
你会很震惊他会讲会做什么。
Because he knows,
因为他知道
where to exercise mercy,
哪里需要有怜悯，
and where to exercise justice,
哪里却需要有公义。
Amen. And here is an example of the parable.
那我们来看一个具体的比喻吧。
Do you remember the parable of the vineyard?In Matthew chapter 20,
我们知道在马太福音二十章里面有一个员工的比喻。
How we feel often about God's mercy.
这里面就给我们看到一个很多例子，让我们看到我们平时是怎么埋怨神的这种怜悯的。
Here is a vineyard owner, and he hires laborers to come in the morning to into his harvest.
这里是一个葡萄园的一个主人，他就雇了很多雇工呢来帮他做事情。
And he promised for a day's work one denarii.
所以他就跟他们讲好了工钱，说每一个小时每一天要拿多少钱。
But as the day goes on,
但是当这个时间慢慢的继续的时候，
he kept hiring more laborers.
他就有很多新的员工又继续加入。
Until right to the end of the day,
到了最后的时候呢，当最后一个员工来时，
he still hired people.
他还在那里继续的有员工欢迎他们进来。
But when it came to giving wages,
但当他发工钱的那个时候呢，
he paid one denarii for the people that only worked an hour compared with those who worked all day.
所以他竟然把那些刚刚进来只给他打工了一小时的那个工钱算得跟那个一刚开始就在打工的人的工钱是一样的。
And that reflects Israel.
这个就让我们看到以色列的感觉。
The ones who worked all day are the ones who had a covenant.
那个一直在每天都在工作一直整天都在工作的那个人是一个有约的人。 That has
walked with Jehovah all these generations.
所以以色列会说我这么多世代都是跟主耶和华在一起的。
And then these Gentiles just comes in.
然后这些外邦人就莫名其妙就进来了。
And God seems to pay them the same.
然后神竟然给他们同样的工钱。
And so the laborer who just joined gets one denarian. The people that workedall day still gets one denary.
所以这个只打工了一小时的员工和打工了整整一天的员工的工钱竟然都是一样的。
And when you read the story, what was your reaction?
所以你要是读到这个故事的时候 你觉得怎么样公平吗？
It's unfair.
是不是觉得不公平呢？
And I tell you, when I was a young Christian, when I read this parable, this is one of the few times I go, Lord,You are unfair.
你知道当我还是年轻的基督徒的时候我每次只要读到这一段的时候这是我平时的那个反应就是对神说你太不公平了。
Amen? I don't know, don't you think it's unfair?
你们是不是有这种感觉?
And yet, he says here, in verse 11, and when they, Matthew chapter 20, verse 11, and when they received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, that these last men have worked only 1 hour and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the heat of the day.
11到12节就听到他们怎么抱怨的了。他们领了工钱就埋怨他家的主人说我们整天劳苦受热那些后来只做了一小时你竟待他们和我们一样吗？
Verse 13, but he answered one of them and said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong.Did you not agree with me for a denarii? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as you.
十三节主人却是这样回答的。主人回答其中的一个人说朋友我没有亏待你。你与我所讲定的不是一个银币吗那拿你的钱走吧。我乐意给那些后来的和你一样。
And here is the lesson.
这里就是一个功课了。
When you see God do something that seems very unfair,
当你看到神做一件所谓的在你眼中不公平的事情
after today,
今天之后呢
no more complaints.
你再不要去埋怨和抱怨了。
Amen? Our brains are too small.
我们的头脑太小了。
God chooses to do whatever he wants.
神选择怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Amen?Because if you have that attitude, he might choose to do to you whatever he wants.
如果你要是带着这种错误的态度来呢，那神就不以怜悯待你哦，他就以公义来对你了。
Amen. So, let's stop asking God these questions.
所以这种问神公不公义的这种问题，真的是需要停住了。
And then he says, in verse 15, Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first will be last, for many are called, but few are chosen.
所以马太福音二十章十五到十六节说，难道我的东西不可以随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就眼红了吗？这样，那后的就要在前，在前的将要在后了。
Because God is sovereign,
因为神的主权呢？
He can do whatever he wants.
他想怎么样就怎么样。
We can complain about it.
你可以埋怨啊。
But he won't change his mind.
但是不会改变他的主意哦。
It's up to him.
这是神自己选的。
Amen? Don't try and say, okay, from now on, I'm not going to go to church.
那你最不想看到就是说，好，从今天开始，我今天不要去教会了。
I'm not going to do any of that anymore.
我再也不要这样子做工了。
That's fine if you choose to do that.
那你要是这么选的话，我也没办法。
But trouble is, when people are angry with God,
但是就是当你跟神生气的那个时候
they do come to church.
很奇怪，就他们一直来教会呢。
Then they have a go at me.
然后他呢就把我当成了靶子，就骂我们这些人。
Because they can't find God.
因为他又找不到神去骂。
They think I'm his representative.
然后他就觉得我呢是可以代表神的。
Then it happens when I go home.
所以我一回家呢。
Then I start complaining.
我也开始抱怨了。
You understand? You see, it does nobody any good because nobody understands why God does certain things.
所以这种负面的感觉呢，对谁都不好，因为最后谁也不明白神怎么这么有自己的主权来做事情。
And so when, over the years, when people are so struggling with God,They come to me with all the questions. Why is God like this? Why is God like that? Why? And then they show the anger at me.
所以呢，以前呢，当有人呢对神很生气的时候呢，就每次就拿我当靶子，就一顿的问，然后就问神为什么要这样，神为什么要这样。
And over the years, I've learned I agree with you.
最后我干脆懒得跟他说了，我直接跟他说，好，我同意你的讲法，你赢了。
Amen. You see, here it says God.Please can do whatever pleases him.
所以啊，神这里说他按他自己的主意行他自己的事情。
And we don't understand why.
也许你我并不明白为什么。
But there is one thing that this verse reveals in God's character.
但是这里面有一个字眼哈，特别能够看到神的一个个性。
It says here, or is your eye evil?
这里面讲到你就眼红了吗
？Is he an evil eye in the Jewish culture means someone who's mean, someone who is not generous.
你知道这个眼红啊，在英文里面是眼就邪恶了。邪恶是讲这个人就不慷慨，这个人就不大方的意思。
In other words, when you see God showing mercy,
当你看到神在施怜悯的时候
，you're getting angry about it.
你却很生气。
You've got an evil eye.
你就有一个邪恶的眼睛，就是这里面说的眼红。
You're mean.
就是你其实是很吝啬。
Amen.What do you think that is?
你觉得是怎么回事呢?
It's not loving eye, is it?
你是一个带爱的眼睛吗?
Lord, I expect you to do something bad.
主啊，我是以为你会对那个人有报复他做点坏事情的。
You see, a good eye is an eye that is generous, kind.
一个好的眼睛呢，在犹太的文化里面是讲的是一个良善的眼睛，是一个慷慨的。
And so this landowner is saying, I'm doing good to those people.Who work less than you? Why are you complaining? Do you have an evil eye?
所以这里面这个主人的回答就是：难道我的东西不能随我的意思用吗？因为我做了好人，你就要眼红吗
？And so when we complain about God's mercy,
所以我们就会抱怨神的那种怜悯。
Because God is not taking revenge on
想报复的恶人，所以神。所以我们要
God is I
主他是良他有一个
Jesus is strong
名义理路
Love your enemy.
就觉得 挑战我们的内心。
But Jesus is saying, if you want to be more like the Father,
所以耶稣说，如果你要更想像父神的话
then you need to ask the Holy Spirit.
那你就要问圣灵。
To transform you.
来改变到 你的里面，翻转你的生命。
So what we need to learn from here today, which I will continue next week.
所以我们今天在这里所学的呢，我们下一周还会继续在这个主题上。
We got to learn from this.
我们要学会的是
，mercy.
怜悯
is unjust.
就是不公平。
If you equate mercy with injustice as in terms of evil, then you will see God as somebody that is actually condoning evil.
那你我们虽然说怜悯就是不公平，但是你不能把不公平说成是邪恶。如果你把不公平说成是邪恶，你相当于就是在指责神是一个邪恶的神了。
All God is doing is showing mercy.
因为神唯独做的也就是施了怜悯而已。
Showing mercy to the person that you hate.
把怜悯施到了你讨厌的那个人的身上而已。
Showing mercy to your enemy.
把怜悯施在了你眼中的敌人身上。
Showing mercy to the person that is bringing you a lot of hurt.
把怜悯施在了那个曾经伤害过你的人的身上。
Showing mercy to the person who's brought a lot of disaster in your life.
把怜悯施在了那些给你带过灾难的人的身上。
He's showing mercy.
神在施怜悯。
Not because God is unjust.
不是因为神不公平。
Amen. Otherwise, we equate God. No difference from the world, no difference from evil people.
那你要是这样子怎么画等号的话，你相当于把神就跟这个世界相比了，就好像这样世界的不公平一样。
God is just.
神是公正的。
He will bring justice to your enemy in his own way.
他会用他的方式来报复敌人。
He will exercise justice in the right way.
他会在正确的方式上用他的公正来
施行。But while we see that he's exercising mercy, it's not, he doesn't mean he's wrong.
但我们如果看到神在施怜悯的时候，不是神做错了哟。
And the moment we can understand this one bit,
当我们能够看明白这一点的时候，
that in our eyes, mercy seems unfair.
在我们的眼中，怜悯就是一件不公平的事。
But when mercy is exercised on us,
但如果怜悯的对象是你自己的话，
it is fair.
你会觉得啊，太公平了。
Amen. And if we can accept this one point today,
所以我们如果今天能够就是听懂这一点的话，
we begin to look upon so-called injustice in our lives in a different way.
我们就会用一个不同的角度来看所谓的不公平了。
Amen. So is God unjust?
所以神是不公平的吗？
The answer is not at all.
绝对不是。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father,
亲爱的父啊，
I'm so glad, O God, that it is through Christ.
主啊，我们知道是借着基督。
That you brought justice to us.
你把公平带到了我们当中。
That we can be forgiven.
就因为他的原因，我们可以被饶恕。
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们祷告。
To show mercy, O God, to those that we really dislike.
给我那些不我不喜欢的人施怜悯。
But above all, to show mercy to us.
同样也给我们施怜悯。
And Father, I ask you.
主啊，我们来这样祷告。
Help us not to develop an evil eye.
让我们不要眼红，有一个邪恶的眼睛。
Where we become mean.
让我们变得很吝啬。
Unloving.
很没有爱。
Although we may be religious.
可能也是带着那种宗教的思想。
But we're far, far away from your mercy and your grace.
但是越是这样，我们就越是离你的恩典和怜悯远离
了。I just pray over the next few weeks, Father, that you will set us free.
所以在接下来这几周，主啊，你来释放我们。
From the way we see things.
改变我们看问题的角度和方式。
And help us to see things the way you want us to.
让我们能用你的眼光，神的角度来看这个
问题。I pray that you set us free.
主啊，你今天来释放我们。
To set us free from that confusion.
让我们从这些混淆当中释放出来。
The Lord, that you are just.
主啊，你是一个公义的神。
You are merciful.
你是一个怜悯的神。
And I just pray that we'll be more like you.
主啊，我们祷告，我们的自己的生命也会越来越像你。
So from today onwards, Lord.
所以从今天开始。
I will place all the injustice.
我会把所有的我眼中以为的不公平。
Before your throne.
放在你的宝座前。
And say, Lord.
主啊。
Let you be the one.
让你来。
Who will bring justice to me.
把公义带给我。
Meanwhile, Lord.
同时。
As you show mercy.
就像你在施怜悯一样
We will also show mercy.
我们也是成为一个施怜悯的人
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名我们这样祷告 Amen.
Let's all stand.
大家请起立
Shut up.
名字刻画在你心中，我的脸孔，身影在你眼中，不是因为我是你才能，乃是因着你奇妙宽容恩典。跌倒软弱，你却一直 要永不放弃我，用你之来
I just pray for my brothers and sisters. Everyone here and everyone listening online.
每一个在这里的和在网上听的弟兄姊妹们。
Oh God, help us, Lord, to have a heart of mercy.
主啊，让我们有怜悯的心。
And to really submit all the injustice to you.
把所有的我们眼中看上不公平的事情放在你的手中。
And ask you, O God.
让主你来
to deal with all the injustice that's happening.
来处理到我们认为这些不公平的事。
But meanwhile, Lord,
但是同时
let me grow a heart.
也让我们长一颗这样的心。
Let me cultivate a in my character.
让我能够养出来，在我的生命里有这样的性格。
Someone who's merciful and kind.
成为一个有良善和有怜悯的人。
So that Lord, I can live a peaceful life.
所以主啊，我可以有一个真平安的生活。
Knowing my God is with me.
知道我的神与我同在。
Knowing that His mercy.
知道主你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Is what I need every day.
是我每天所需要的。
And I'm thank you, God, that the good things are happening in my life.
主啊，我谢谢你，那美好的事情也发生在我的生命中。
Not because of God, of what's happening.
不是关乎于外面发生了什么，也不是因为我自己做好了什么。
But because you show me mercy.
而是因为主你也对我施了怜悯。
So I ask you, God, to protect every person, every family.
今天主啊，你来保护我们当中的每一个人和家庭。
In this new year.
在这新的一年当中。
With your mercy, Lord.
用你的怜悯来对我们。
Every time, O God, when we're struck down.
主啊，每次当我们被打败时，
we come before you.
我们就来到你面前。
And we can expect the mercy of God to come over.
因为我们知道来到你的这个面前，你会向我们施怜悯。
Father, so I ask, O God, for humility.
所以主啊，我们祷告你来谦卑我们。
For understanding.
要给我们一个这样的明白。
That we stay in favor with you.
让我们知道我们一直是你所爱和偏爱偏心的那一个。
Knowing it is you.
知道是因为主你怜悯。
It is because of you.
因为就是你的怜悯。
That I have good days.
我有好的日子。
And so when bad days are coming, when bad days are there.
当所谓的不好的日子来时。
I will be like Job.
我就可以像约伯一样。
To trust the Lord.
仍然信靠你。
Because you are good,
知道你是那良善的主
and your mercy endures forever. And
也知道你的怜悯到永远
knowing that your love is forever.
知道你的爱是永恒的
So I ask you, God,
所以主啊，我们今天
help us never to forget that.
帮助我们千万不要忘记
and bless every family here.
祝福我们当中的每一个人
bless every job.
祝福每一个工作家庭每一个生意
and those people who are looking for jobs
还有那些还在找工作的人
I pray for your goodness
主啊我们也祷告你的怜悯和良善
to guide us and lead us
来帮助我们带领我们
into openings
让我们能够有开始
Father Lord where there's nothing to reap Lord let us reap
主啊当那里没有收成的人我们来收成
where places cannot be sown let us sow
当哪里没有撒种的人让我们成为那撒种的人
let the impossibility happen
让那不可能的变成可能
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you have any need, please come forward and we pray for you.
大家请坐。如果你们有什么需要的话，也可以到前面来祷告。